The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Would you ever want to be the safe option? I don't think so. Listen to this.
Yeah, in what sense?
This one. This is an early people need advice. My friends say I'm making too much of this, but I can't get over it. So I'm asking you guys if I should get over it. My fiance and I were at dinner with friends last weekend, and we started talking about our upcoming marriage. And I shared how happy I was and just said, hey, I can't wait to be married to her. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing to hear, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kelly'd probably like that.
I would love that.
My buddy started teasing me about it, saying, ooh, you can't wait. I bet she's excited. And then he looked at her and said, what do you think? Are you as excited about being married to this jerk, kind of razzing? And she laughed and said, oh, yeah, he's a totally safe option.
I'd be so pissed.
That's really hurtful.
It's really insulting, even if it's true.
You should get over it. No, he writes, this cut me to the core.
Yeah.
I can't stop thinking if she's settling for me because she couldn't find someone better. Or does she have someone better that she feels like she doinked off the uprights? I'm trying not to make too much of it, and now I'm worried if I bring it up, I'll say something stupid and ruin the relationship. What did she mean by safe option?
It means she's not 100% into you. You're the safe option. She knows that you're good, solid, reliable, and will be a provider.
Yeah.
But she is not head over heels.
Would you have second thoughts?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. It's insulting to be the safe option. But I also understand, too, if you've tried and tried and tried thinking somebody is your type, but that type keeps hurting you over and over, you've got to try something else.
But those are things you don't say out loud.
Absolutely. I completely and totally agree, because then that's just going to make somebody feel insecure, because you can still be the safe bet and still be like very attracted to that person for ways that you're getting used to. You know what I mean? Like, some people who are really attracted to people who are buttholes, right? Like, total jerks.
Mm-hmm.
Because they like that feeling of knowing I'm replaceable, but he keeps me around. Been there, done that. And then you meet the guy who's like, I would never say those things to you. And you're like, could you? Just like once to remind me of what I used to think love was.
Knock you down a peg.
Well, it's just
Could you humble me, please?
It's such an uncalled for statement.
It is.
Even if it's true, that would be like, If the roles were reversed and she was super excited, she's like, oh, you're so nerdy. And then, her friend said to him, so are you this excited? And your response is, well, she's not the hottest girl I've ever dated, but yeah. Like, why would you say that?
Yeah.
Even if it's true.
I knew it would be fine once I saw her mom held it together.
I mean, Jesus.
Come on.
God.
Steve, would you rather hear, he's a safe option, or it's not the smallest one I've ever seen? That's hard.
Yeah.
Because they're both awful.
They're both awful, yeah. Saying it's not the smallest means probably in the bottom half, though.
Probably that one, because at least I know she's into me.
Right.
I guess.
Right. And that's not
even
something
you're
you can
barely
control.
Into her. Am I right?
So that one did happen.
Yeah. This is, you're actually reading my questions that I sent in.
Do you bring it up to her? Like,
yeah.
If you're this dude writing in,
absolutely.
Do you bring that up?
Yes. Without question. You go, hey, do you feel like you're settling? Like, am I really what you're in love with? Because if I'm not, that blows, man.
A lot of people are afraid to ask questions if they are afraid to hear the answer.
Yes, but man.
Better to hear it now than hear it in 8 years.
Yeah, or, when you're on the street and some jerk comes up and says, hey, you guys should look at each other's phones. And then that's when you feel realize she's been cheating on you because she isn't that into you. You're just stable.
Well, that's the question, too, to ask yourself, are you only getting married or staying with someone because you're finally at a place where you know what you want and you're also available for what other people would want from you? Because there is a I've heard this before about men. When they're ready to get married, they'll marry whoever's in front of them. Isn't that terrible?
That's not true.
I read it on a TikTok.
Who did you hear that from?
Maybe first.
She was very beautiful and convincing.
Yeah.
I had questions after.
Oh, yeah. Good-looking people always make better points.
Yeah.
Clearly don't apply to my fiance, so I feel safe. But
yeah, he's been ready a lot.
Yeah. It's crazy that guys would just be up and ready to marry a girl who's hot.
Over and over.
Yeah, but it is true. It's like, am I a safe bet that you feel like you can live the rest of your life with? And is that like a major thing you want from a partner? Or are you just filling a blank? Because I think that's different. Like, that's very, very different. Like, oh, you just feel safe because I'm ready.
Are you tired of the game?
Mm-hmm. So you're just ready to settle down. Or are you the safe bet because for so long I've been placing bets on all the wrong type of people, and now finally safe feels consistent and comfortable, and all of those words sound really insulting when you say them to the person you're talking about. But if you were telling your friends, I met someone who is a safe bet, they'd probably be like, stick with it, because your past choices, hell yeah, if your past choices have all been bad bets, stick with the safe one.
So if one of your girlfriends said that to you, you'd be like, he's a good one. You wouldn't say, do you love him?
Well, I would absolutely ask that question. Like, you're not just sticking with him because he provides like comfort and consistency. Like, you actually love him. Like, you aren't just using this person to get a feeling. That's what I'm saying filling a blank would be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you actually love this person too. Then I would be like, I'm proud of you. Look at you growing out of your thought phase.
Did this come up Friday at the dinner table when we were all together?
No, we talked about polygamy though. Remember, you guys and all of our partners, we were just going to all take a bath together one day.
Mm-hmm. No, I wasn't there for that.
Yeah, no, you are the one who talked about that free beer, and your wife was like, I'm in.
Boy, that doesn't sound right.
Hot Wings wasn't there, but we know him and his girlfriend. They're down.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Why wouldn't I want to take a bath with you guys?
Yeah, but the way it would work out is like me, you, and Steve would be the first ones in there, and it'd be way too long for everybody else.
Yeah, well, me and all your wives are waiting outside. Darn.
You're such a predator.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, really, I've never called a woman a creep before.
On the bright side, you can rest assured in your marriage that you were not his safe choice.
I know, right?
Kelly Cheese, no one's unsafe at any speed.
Walking red flag. You are not safe in these waters.
Oh, that's funny because it's true.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.